This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Tonight, Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama will face off in a debate at the Kodak Theater in Hollywood. That's the same place where the Oscars are held. Earlier this week, I went to Hollywood to see if anyone in Tinseltown was excited about the debate. The first person I met was Emily Richard. She and her friends were in town for a gymnastics competition.
Do you know who's running for president here in the U.S.?
Okay, she's a woman.
Hillary?
Hillary Clinton. And Oprah likes him. It's like Muhammad, no.
Can you name the three judges on American Idol?
Simon, Paula, and Randy.
Simon, Paula, and Randy.
Ben Smith of Kentucky got the American Idol question right. So how do you do on the candidates?
Obama, Barack Obama, and I believe that's it. That's all I know.
Really? Seriously? Less than a week away from Super Duper Uber Tuesday, and no one in Hollywood even knows who's in the running?
Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama.
Jennifer Cashton of Venice, California, was the first person I met who actually got the question right. She even knew the Republican candidates, most of them.
McCain, Mitt Romney, and then, well, for Thompson just pulled out. Who else? I mean, those are the three main.
The guy from Arkansas lost a bunch of weight.
Oh, yes, of course, Huckabee, and Paul Rudd, right? He's also, is it Paul? No, Ron Paul.
And for the record, Paul Rudd, he's the actor from Friends and the movie Knocked Up. When I met with University of Southern California professor and political pundit Sherry Bebich Jeffy in Hollywood, she said she wasn't surprised how few people knew about the candidates. She reminded me the Californians have had plenty of other things to think about besides politics.
The state's jobless rate has gone up. Southern California has been hit significantly by the writer's strike. Everything is suffering around the industry, if you will.
Who knows? The writer's strike might even come up as a topic tonight. After all, this debate will have no rules, no time limits. The Oscar orchestra will not be on hand to play the candidates off if they get too long-winded. Tonight's debate is being dubbed an open conversation.
My guess is that you know, the talking heads and maybe some of the voters are going to be tuning in just to see one candidate give an uppercut to another candidate.
Sherry, let's say you were making a movie about the 2008 presidential race, and you could cast anybody that you wanted to as the big contenders. Who would you cast in what roles?
I would assume Denzel Washington as Barack Obama. As Hillary, maybe Glenn Close.
Okay, stick with me here. That casting question wasn't entirely frivolous. It was inspired by a theory proposed by The Hollywood Reporter's film editor, Greg Kilday. Greg doesn't often cover politics, but one day he was thinking about Barack Obama.
And it just struck me, really, the weekend that Will Smith's I Am Legend opened.
No! I can help you! I can fix this! Let me save you!
If you go to a Will Smith movie, you see a big cross-section of audience. He's not perceived by the general public as a black movie star. He's really a movie star. And I think something similar is happening with the Obama campaign.
Kilday says if you stretch that Hollywood analogy out, Obama should fare well. I Am Legend was a huge box office hit. But you may not want to put your money on the senator from Illinois just yet, because at least on the streets of Hollywood, no one seems to agree with Kilday's casting of Obama. Here's how David Myrtle, Ali Samuelson, and Christopher Dennis see the role.
Samuel L. Jackson for Barack Obama.
Obama should be Denzel Washington.
James Earl Jones.
Playing themselves, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton will debate tonight on CNN.